Howdy neighbors, good afternoon everybody. Beef Industry News Time, I'm Ron Hayes. With us today is Dakota Moss, President of Livestock Risk Services. LRS actually works with cattle producers all across the country. About 40 states they're licensed in now to do business, and they really almost work exclusively in the arena of LRP, Livestock Risk Protection Policies. Dakota says that now's a great time to be getting your arms around how that can work for you, whether you're a feeder operator, you're a stocker, a cattle producer, or you're in the cow-calf end of the business. Dakota Moss talking with us today about that in just a moment.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
Cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming up Thursday, May 16th, 31,987 head will be on sale. 7:30 will be Superior Sunrise. Auction begins at 8 a.m. You can check out the Superior YouTube channel or go to SuperiorClickToBid.com and, of course, on SLA TV as well. Visit SuperiorLivestock.com to view the online auction catalog. For a buyer's number and for more information, call Superior 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock. Dakota Moss with us today from Livestock Risk Services. Dakota, the market continues to kind of chop around quite a bit. We've had some fall off this spring because of some concerns. You mentioned the bird flu, HPAI, and dairy cattle. Folks are still talking about that. Even, you know, it seems like we should be past it, but we're still hearing that some. What are we seeing right now as far as the kind of the atmosphere, the thing that's out there that people are trying to pay attention to that relates back to their decisions on our LRP?
So, yeah, over the past few weeks, we had that bird flu scare, so to speak, which really hasn't turned into anything for the beef cattle side of the industry, but it seems like the cattle business, the cattle industry is so sensitive to any possible bad market news we may have. It just has a volatile impact with the way the cattle futures is traded nowadays. And so with the LRP, if producers had gotten their LRPs put on cattle insured with that price protection a little while back, they're probably sitting in a very good place, especially out to this coming fall months, maybe early next spring.
And Dakota Moss says it's important to understand that LRP is set daily based on the marketplace.
The LRP goes off the market every single day, so prices change with LRP every afternoon as soon as we get that closing price off the cattle feeder futures and the live futures. So the best thing a producer can do if they are utilizing LRP in their operation is to be proactive as possible, and they need to know their numbers, know their business, and be watching those prices to figure out, okay, here's when I market my cattle. That price looks amazing. Let's not hope for something better tomorrow. Let's get that put on so we can sleep good at night.
This whole concept of the LRP program is a remarkable success story for the industry.
It really is. I mean, you look back 4 years ago, back to, you know, even in 2019, I think there was like 9,000 head covered in Oklahoma for the entire livestock year. And then we fast forward to the end of the 23-24 livestock year, there was close to, I think, 400,000 head in Oklahoma covered. So statistically, an astronomical increase in the program because it is such a great program for a cattle producer to use to have some protection in place against the market, especially when we see these massive market downturns that we've seen over the past few months, as far as last fall when the market fell $30 to $40 a hundred in the fall, and then just the recent downturn we've had and trying to gain back from that.
For a producer, I know you talk to folks every day, and some of them don't know a whole lot about the program even now. How do they get involved? How do they engage?
So the first thing a producer needs to do is get with a livestock agent and get an application on file. And once that application is in and set up, and one of the most important thing about that on that application is they need to fill that out the same way they sell cattle. That's the most important thing. This is a USDA program, so records got to match across the board. Now, once that application is on file, they have a policy set up, we can cover cattle anytime, whether they use that policy the week after, the month after, or a year later. It's just sitting there waiting for them to use when they see that opportunity to insure a price on those cattle against the market. And protect their bottom line. Whenever they do want to put cattle on, we just need to know how many head they want to cover, what weight they want to cover them at, you know, what's the average weight they typically sell cattle at, and what coverage price. And then we do need to know, are they steers or are they heifers? Because we do have to differentiate in the LRP because there's price classes differences for steers and heifers. But once we have that information, they're ready to pull the trigger. If that policy is set up, we can do it anytime, day or night.
Dakota Moss with Livestock Risk Services. They are experts when it comes to the LRP contract. They do business with cattle producers all across the United States. Details at their website, livestockriskservices.com. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is a member-led and driven organization with a vision to be the leadership that serves, strengthens, and advocates for the Oklahoma cattle industry. OCA exists to defend the beef cattle industry at our nation's capital, our state legislature, and in the media. The OCA represents some 5,000 Oklahoma ranching families. OCA membership includes a $10,000 theft reward program, monthly issues of the Oklahoma Cowman magazine, and a lot more. Check out the website, okcattleman.org, to learn more.
Still to come this afternoon, a little more on the agricultural news scene, right here on the Mighty 690 KGGF. I'm Ron Hayes. We'll be back here in just a few moments.